विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरवभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो यस्टरडे वी डिस्कस्ड अबाउट हियरिंग एट द स्टेज ऑफ आसक्ति। So today we will discuss hearing at the stage of bhava and prema. It was more than hearing, it was more like caution. So that cautioning only will continue now. Piche koi aa raha hai aapko? Nita ek to dekha maine.
Account office mein baithe.
Account office mein. Okay. Ye maruk kya?
Upar baitha tha sweet table pe.
Acha. I told him it's at 12:30.
Gaur ne kya ye?
Nita Chetan.
Gaur na.
Haan.
Yes.
Okay. So yesterday we discussed mostly about how one should be careful not to practice something for which we have not yet qualified ourselves for. He took two prominent examples of the Radhakund Babaji's and the Sakhi Bekis. So where exactly they go wrong? What is that problem? So we discussed about yesterday we discussed the 28th chapter, hearing at the stage of asakti, where mostly he was cautioning about. Can you please keep it in? So today we will discuss hearing at ecstasy and at love. So this is hearing at ecstasy and at love.
Shila two part discuss na.
Sakhi Bekhi and
esoteric and exoteric. Esoteric means he told to Saru Damodar, told to Raghunath Das Goswami. Exoteric in what way?
Vakreshwar Pandit.
Vakreshwar Pandit. Aur kinon ne likha?
उनका डिसाइपल था गोपाल गुरु गोस्वामी। गोपाल गुरु गोस्वामी का डिसाइपल था ध्यान चंद्र गोस्वामी। उन्होंने लिखा। सो दैट इज मोर ऑफ अ एक्सटर्नल पाथ वेयर एक्सटर्नली यू डू सर्टेन गोपी मूड में यू डू सर्टेन अर्चना एंड इट्स वेरी एलैबोरेट बट द पॉइंट इज वन हैज टू बी एक्सट्रीमली एडवांस्ड टू डू दैट। द प्रॉब्लम विद दैट वॉज इट कैन बी इमिटेटेड बाय लेस एडवांस्ड पीपल ऑल्सो विदाउट क्वालिफिकेशन। बट इंटरनल पाथ को आप इमिटेट कर ही नहीं पाएगा। एटलीस्ट निष्ठा रुचि का स्तर पे तो होना चाहिए। अभी अनर्थन वृत्ति का स्तर पे तो वो सब कर ही नहीं सकता है। सो दैट्स द प्रॉब्लम। इंटरनल पाथ कैन स्टार्ट इंटरनल पाथ कैन बी परफॉर्म्ड बाय इवन नियोफाइट because the early stages. So step one clear ho gaya, fir step two clear ho gaya, step three like that. So but the external path can be imitated by internal path ko imitate karne ka impossible hai. Agar aap internal path ko successfully imitate kar diya to aap pure devotee ban jayega actually.
Then external path ke liye koi candidate
milega nahi, kyunki external path ke liye only external. So till then the point is till then you have to follow vaidhi sadhana bhakti undi na.
From internal you can switch to external, same as it.
Yeah, that is possible
after anatha and everything you can switch.
But external path starts only after nishtha ruchi. Wo jani wo external path follow kar sakte hain but
guru to ek hi rahega
वही ना। तो So the non bona fide gurus only propagate this external path. No? And so they give it to less qualified disciples. That's where the problem is.
Which is our parampara is going to be spiritual master. Can they initiate like in the external path?
Prabhupada never gave it. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur could give any external path. He gave only the internal path.
But they can give.
They can give.
हमारा जो पाते हो
नहीं दे कैन गिव मतलब क्या है दे मस्ट हैव रिसीव्ड इट ना दे थेमसेल्व्स हैव नॉट रिसीव्ड इट दे हैव रिसीव्ड द इंटरनल पाथ ओनली ना
अच्छा हमारा पाते हो कौन सा
इंटरनल पाथ इंटरनल पाथ
एक्सटर्नल हमारा किसको दिया नहीं है
भक्ति सिद्धांत से ठाकुर ने ही दिया नहीं
वो ऐसा
दी दादाकुंड बाबा जी इज दैट्स व्हाई दे क्रिटिसाइज भक्ति सिद्धांत से ठाकुर ओनली दे क्रिटिसाइज भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ओनली That he was rejected by his own guru Vipin Vihari Goswami Bodhi. But ISKCON mein koi bhi external path le hi nahi sakta kyunki hamara parampara matlab Bhakti Siddhanta Sahitakur ka pehle hi wo band ho chuka hai. So the external path
make a difference, aisa bhi farak to nahi padega.
The problem comes that those people claim that Raganuga means external.
Internal se possible nahi, but aisa nahi.
Internal bolke unko kuch pata hi nahi. But the point is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur very clearly writes that Swarup Damodar Goswami gave the internal path to Raghunandas Goswami and external path to Veshur Pandit.
Manasiksha.
It is mentioned.
But through holy name one can reach that same high level. No? Is
yeah, holy name is one of the ways.
Only Korangas ke madhyam se pahunch sakta hai.
Correct. So by proper practice of bhakti and working on the anarthas.
The same benefit so, as one would get the external path, wahi internal mein mil
jayega.
But log criticize kar rahe ki possible nahi.
According to them,
the external path only is possible.
They don't know the internal path only. And they don't agree they quote the verse Vikriditam Rajavadu Biridam Chavishnu Shraddhan Vitavan Vishwanya Tavarna Yadhyah Bhaktin Mahub Param Bhagavad Pratilabhya Kamam Hridrogam Ashu Apahinoti Achirena Dira It's like Hridrogam Ashu Jata hai na So what the problem with these people is they make Shraddha the qualification for this Raganuga, whereas for Raganuga, Loba and Nishta is the qualification. And for Vaidhi Sadhana, Shraddha is the qualification. So, that is why they criticize even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur for propagating a path which can at the most take one to Vaikuntha. They say that at best it can take you to Vaikuntha and at worst it's a speculation. It is not in line with the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is what they say. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur ka. So, but our understanding is that you cannot prematurely give it to someone. The qualification for Raganuga is Loba and not Shraddha. That Loba is can manifest only after Nishta. Because with so many Anarthas, it is not a reliable indicator. So we cannot trust that to be Loba. So, so therefore, but they say no. It's clearly mentioned that Rasleela sunne se lust chala jayega. Hridroga maashu apahino te achirena dheera bola. We say that, toh matlab aapko ho raha hai ke wo pehle batao. Sunte sunte aapko lusty desires aur badh hi rahe. Aapke liye nahi hai wo. So, like that. And today we will discuss about hearing at the stage of Bhava and Prema. Here also, I think most of the chapter is actually a caution of how you can, you cannot prematurely enter that zone. Srila Prabhupada was sensitive to the slightest indication that his followers might be speculating about their spiritual identity. He taught devotees to disassociate themselves from the material body and to think of themselves as spiritual identities, eternal parts and parcels of Krishna. So this is the first stage. So Prabhupada's maximum preaching has been, you are not the body, you are the soul. Because at least wo star pe hum soch nahi rahe, then it is very difficult to think on the level of Jivera Swarupai Krishna Nityadas. And beyond that, to think that Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayur, Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayur Das Das Anudas, and to think of oneself as having a particular Siddha Deha, particular form with which they are serving the Lord. When they were further qualified, they could enhance their general identity as Krishna's servants by cultivating an eagerness to follow in the footsteps of the Lord's associates. A devotee thus inclined could pray, when shall I also become a gopi maid servant of the divine couple? Unko, if he has gone past the bodily identification, then he can aspire for, when will that day be mine, when I can also be a gopi maid servant. But if the disciples foolishly crossed the line of humbled aspiration and while still in the conditioned state thought, I am a gopi, then that's a problem. My name is such and such and I serve Radha and Krishna in this way. Srila Prabhupada became indignant and immediately corrected his errant followers. This kind of imitative speculation was not only wrong, but it is dangerous. It was the realm of the Sahajiyas, and contact with that realm would poison the devotee's spiritual lives and wreak havoc in ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada taught that the Sahajiyas fallacy is the belief that spiritual realization can be induced by material means. That Krishna's inferior material energy in the form of the senses, mind and intelligence can be brought together to invoke the superior spiritual energy, and that by this artifice they can realize their Siddha Deha. Conditioned state pe, by engaging the senses, conditioned senses, mind and intelligence, they think that they can invoke their Siddha Deha, which is wrong. Srila Prabhupada ridiculed this foolishness, exposing it for what it is. He says, wishful thinking. At the most, it's just a wishful thinking. Wishful thinking means godadimba, daydreaming, which is not going to fructify. So, one example he gives, Pradyumna Prabhu. Conversation between Pradyumna Prabhu, Prabhupada and other devotees. Pradyumna Prabhu says, Aas, Siddha Pranali, Siddha Deha. Prabhupada said, they are smoking and having illicit sex with 12 women. Swarupa, rascal, this is called Sahajiya, rascal, condemned. Where is your Swarupa? Don't talk unnecessarily. First of all, come to Swarupa, then talk of Swarupa. Devotee says, so our motivation should be to get free from birth, disease, old age and death. Prabhupada says, that is already explained, but you must be determined how to execute devotional service. Without determined devotional service, how can we attain that position? Which means without determined devotional service means nishta. How can you attain that position? So what is the use of talking utopian? First business is anartha nivritti syat. Adav shraddha tata sadhu sango ata bhajana kriya tato anartha nivritti syat. You adopt this means that you have got full faith that Krishna consciousness will save me. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva 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 karma krita hai. That faith you have first. Uske baad bada bada baad bolo. Then you live with devotees who are similarly determined. Shraddha, then sadhu sangha is talking about. Then you execute devotional service, bhajana kriya. Then anartha nivritti syat. You will be free from all these. These are the stages. up to anartha navritti you have to struggle very hard with determination and then automatically everything will come. Tato nishta tato ruchis tata asaktis tato bhavah. So before swarupa anartha navritti don't expect all these. It is unreasonable to expect these things. We must always keep in mind Srila Prabhupada's warning to those riddled with anarthas, but we must also continually hear his praise of those freed from anarthas, those for whom everything will come. He is not criticizing everyone. He is criticizing those who are prematurely aspiring for it. But what about those, what about his praising those who have actually become qualified and are rightly aspiring for it? For such devotees, the aspiration for eternal service implies a legitimate spiritual identity more specific than that of a generic servant of Krishna. So he says, first you become convinced that you are not this body. Next you become convinced that you are a servant of Krishna. Then you can start aspiring for being a servant of Krishna in a particular mode. Then comes your Siddhadeha. Fourth stage. But aapka first stage hi realize nahi hua. You are not even convinced that you are not this body. You think with this material body you can execute, you can experience rasa. Prabhupada says, how foolish. First you realize that you are not this body. Then you realize that you are a servant of Krishna. Then when you reach nishta, ruchi, then you can aspire for receiving training in the realm of Raganuga. And then when you reach bhava, then you actually receive your siddhati.
Now these people, when they do these things without experience of Krishna's praise, and what do they get out of it?
They commit offenses and go to hell.
But go to temporarily change the identity, they just get higher than that. Because scriptures also clearly mention and criticize them.
स्क्रिप्चर्स मतलब क्या दे क्रिटिसाइज स्क्रिप्चर्स डायरेक्टली नहीं दी आचार्यस डू एंड दे डोंट एक्सेप्ट दी आचार्यस दे क्रिटिसाइज द आचार्यस ओनली भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर को भी छोड़ते नहीं दे क्रिटिसाइज देम ओनली तो क्या हो पे So they criticized Bhaktivinoda Thakur because he was rejected by his guru Vipin Vihari Goswami, who used to smoke bidi. Yeah. But because he was connected to a bona fide line, Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted him. But it is very clear that if you... the main issue came
bidi
when...
Vipin
Vihari Goswami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to write letters to him requesting him to stop smoking.
To his guru.
To his own guru. History hai, chhod do. Wo time pe Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the one who single-handedly revived this whole thing. Wo time pe sab kuch itna bekar paristhiti mein tha. But just for, yes, I also belong to the parampara, uske liye he accepted. वो टाइम पे एक्सेप्टेड परंपरा वही था
और कोई था नहीं
वो एक्सेप्टेड परंपरा था देन ही एक्सेप्टेड जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी ऐसे शिक्षा गुरु सो विपिन विहारी गोस्वामी एंड एस्पेशली द इश्यू केम व्हेन भक्तिनोद ठाकुर फाउंड आउट डिस्कवर्ड द रियल बर्थ प्लेस ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु सो एट दैट टाइम विपिन विहारी गोस्वामी वॉज वन ऑफ द पर्सन्स who insisted that no, it is there in the Navadvipa area only. So, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not agree, so he rejected Bhaktivinoda Thakur as his guru, as his disciple, he rejected. Anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur...
So, you had to go to
social consideration only.
So,
He took siksha from him. So, for such a devotees, the more devotees advance, the more they cultivate their coveted mood of service. The stronger and more defined the mood becomes, the more specific their identity in relationship with Krishna. This explicit identity is not yet their swarupa, but it is the identity they desire. So, jo raganuga sadhaka ka star pe, the identity that is revealed within your heart or which the guru gives it to you, depending on whether it is antapanta or bahipanta, that form is not your eternal form. Just like you know that you are not this body as a devotee, but you are using this body in Krishna's service. Similarly, they also know that they are not that body, but they use it for their internal service for Krishna. But when they perfect, then they actually receive their Siddha Deva, which may be very similar to what they are meditating on, but it is not the same. Srila Prabhupada said, first deserve, then desire. Now these fortunate souls have come to deserve the legitimate desire for a specific service to Krishna. Isme se kuch log, if Prabhupada ne jo path diya hai, if someone is sincerely following, they will progress and eventually come to that higher stages also. No? This desire is reflected, for example, in the way we sing to Tulsi Devi. Morai abhilash, vilas kunja diyo vas, nayane hari bo sada, yugala ruparashi, ei nivedana dharo, sakirano gata koro, sevadikara diye, koroni jadasi. My desire is that you will also give me a residence in the pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Thus, within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I beg you to make me a follower of the cowherd damsels of Raja. Please give me the privilege of devotional service and make me your own maid servant. Pure-hearted devotees contemplate this song's inner meaning and how it relates to them as individuals. But uske liye anartha nirvritti cross hona chahiye. Of the pure, the regulative devotees or the Vaidhi sadhakas appreciate the natural consequence of serving Tulsi, eventual residence in Raja. So what they think? Tulsi Devi ko main serve karunga, so she will give me eternal residence in Vrindavan. Like that. But the Raganuga sadhakas, they begin to cultivate the ambition to become Vrajavasis. Vaidhi sadhakas, what they will think? Are main Tulsi Maharani ka seva karunga, to ek din unko bhi Vrajavas milega. Whereas Raganuga sadhakas, they begin to cultivate the ambition to become Vrajavasis. It's a more active step they take. This ambition inevitably invokes the mood of a more specific identity, because you can't vaguely think. Abhi, one day I will go to US. Aise sochega, that is one thing. But abhi, when you are thinking that I'm going to do something, so I'll apply for visa, which means you must have a more specific
concrete plan.
Concrete plan, are you going to go there as a student? Are you going to go there as an employee? Are you going to go there as a tourist? Or are you going to go there on a religious visa? Which visa you are going to go? So your plan will be more concrete the moment you decide. This ambition inevitably invokes the mood of a more specific identity, in this case that of a maid servant to a gopi. Srila Prabhupada expressed this idea with the words, one should serve the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. The Nectar of Instruction, 8th purport. Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu, Smrityor Kramena Rasana, Manasi Niyojya, Tishtan Vrajeta Danuraga Jananu Gami, Kalam Nayeta Dakilam Iti Upadesha Saram. So Prabhupada talks about, one should, with a feeling similar to that of his associates, Krishnam Smaran Janam Chasya Preshtam Nijasamihitam Tad Bhava Lipsuna Karya Vrajaloka Anusharata. So, that is what he is indicating here. For devotees inclined to spontaneous love, which means Raganuga, this more specific identity becomes a lasting impression that is reinforced by every aspect of their Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious lives. So slowly, slowly, that form which they receive while they are practicing Raganuga leaves a very lasting impression. It creates a very powerful impression in their heart. At Mangalarti, such devotees think of their spiritual master as an ecstatic associate of Lord Chaitanya and as a gopi expert in serving Radha and Madhav. So, one's relationship with the spiritual master also gradually transforms once when one starts moving from Vaidhi to Raganuga. At the stage of Vaidhi, they see their spiritual master as being a perfect representative of the parampara, a transparent via media in the Guru Sushya parampara. The more they start moving towards Raganuga, then they start seeing their spiritual master not only as a perfect transparent via media in the Guru Sushya parampara, but they also start seeing him as the Mukunda Preshtatve as the most dear associate of Radha and Krishna. And here he says, the still more they progress, they start seeing their Guru as a Manjari serving Radha and Krishna. And by chanting the Kama Gayatri mantra, which is the last 7th mantra, they aspire to serve the transcendental Cupid as befits only the cowherd damsels of Raja. While chanting the 18 syllable Gopal mantra, they offer themselves to Lord Govinda for service in the mood of a gopi with the word Swaha. And by chanting the Kama Gayatri, seventh mantra is the Kama Gayatri mantra. By that, they aspire to serve the transcendental Cupid as befits only the cowherd damsels of Raja. So actually the 7th Gayatri automatically pushes us in the direction of, unknowingly that's what we are doing. We are actually, if only we would understand and move, when we move ahead, actually even the Gayatri mantra that we receive is meant to push us in that direction of being a gopi only, Manjari. And literally every song that the acharyas have written, Lalsa Mahi and all, is all for, all in the mood of gopis only.
So that Brahman initiation is
Kama Gayatri. See, Brahman initiation may, the 7th Gayatri is Kama Gayatri. 7 mantras are there. 7th mantra is Kama Gayatri. So in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, second initiation ideally, the qualification for second initiation is what, you know?
Nishta.
Nishta is the qualification for second initiation. But of course, we prematurely receive it. But the point is, we have to understand, ये ना फर्स्ट ईयर एमबीबीएस को सर्जरी किट हाथ में दे दिया. सर्जरी किट है उसका ये मतलब नहीं है कि वो सर्जरी करने के लिए रेडी है. व्हेन ही बिकम्स क्वालिफाइड देन ही कैन यूज इट. बट द पॉइंट इज सो एनीवे सो निष्ठा मीन्स व्हाट. व्हाई इज इट गिवन एट निष्ठा. Because in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the second initiation is actually initiating us into Raganuga Sadhana. Which means, when you are ready,
first is Vaidik, second is Raganuga.
See, we have aisa nahi hai ki visa mil gaya, then he can book his ticket anytime and go. Within the validity period of the visa gets over, he can go anytime. So visa is there. Jab aapko lobh aayega, when you genuinely get that lobha, at that time you can, you are ready. From our side, we have given you the NOC. From the guru's side, there is NOC that, see, from the anarth, aapka anartha navritti ho gaya, so usko stamp kiya, this is the second initiation is for that. So if you choose, you may start. If you get the greed, you can start. That is what is signified. The second initiation in Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara actually signifies that. Whereas in the outside world, in the regular things, it indicates when one is a Brahmana. Brahmana means mode of goodness. Nishta means what? Mode of goodness. But that mode of goodness reached due to practice of bhakti. Tadarajastamo bhava kamaloba desche chete teranavatam stitam satya prasidati. We are not bothered about material mode of goodness. But when you reach that stage of mode of goodness, which means at that stage you can eagerly await when you may get that greed so that you can cultivate Raganuga Sadhana. So therefore, second initiation is actually a very grave thing. It cannot be taken very cheaply. It is given for a very, very advanced, specific purpose.
But majority of the people are not given. In our society, mainly, only there are first initiates only. And even deity worship point of view, it is given. So what about the majority of the iskonites?
Krishna will facilitate.
But it is given on need basis.
Currently, the way it is given is
need basis.
Because ISKCON is still a fledgling movement, but it cannot continue in this way. Because people will not understand the sanctity of this. People should understand the sanctity of it. And prematurely, iska sanctity bol bhi nahi sakte hain kyunki wo samajh bhi nahi payenge. But at the same time, deity worship ka need hai. This is an unfortunate reality which at some point we should have some plan of overcoming it. Because we can't make this into reality. This is not reality, this is an adjustment right now. But we must have some future plans for actually how are we going to overcome this?
More people can be given.
More people can be given names. More
qualified.
Qualified so that only can be given to qualified people. That is why. Current situation ye hai.
Deity worship ka need hai, karke de rahe
hai. We are doing it, but in the long term, we should, because then people will not understand the sanctity of it. when they see only qualified, otherwise ये बाहिर पंता का problem ही हो जाएगा. Good that you know this is not spoken, because when they see first second dono
America जाना है ले ले सब जगह मतलब इस्कॉन में कॉमन है अमेरिका जाना है आजा भैरव नाथ फर्स्ट सेकंड भीम राव चार तू जा तो बीचारे सबको भेज दिया
ठीक है जो भी है but the point is
this is for the अमेरिका जो महाराज is sharing his experience
he is not sharing his experience
I mean
नहीं, दिस इज डिस्कस्ड इन मनस्शिक्षा में इट इज डिस्कस्ड गुरव गोष्ठे गोष्ठालय सुजने भूसुर स्वमंत्रे वो स्वमंत्रे का इसमें व्हाट इज गायत्री इन अवर गौड़ीय वैष्णव संप्रदाय दैट इज डिस्कस्ड एक्चुअली सिमिलरली While singing other songs such as Narottam Das Thakur's prayer to the Sakis or recalling those songs as they chant Hare Krishna, they aspire for the mood and forms expressed by the authors. Which means this is the Raganuga Sadaka, as in Radha Krishna Pranamura. For those in the renounced order, perhaps the most compelling of all meditations, the Sannyas Mantra, beckons them to offer their soul as an oblation into the fire of the gopi's conjugal love. The natural result of devotees cultivating a preferred mode of service is that they identify with the kind of body appropriate for that service.
Sanyas mantra
I think etam shasta parmarsha. I think that's what is offered in opera. For devotees aspiring for the feeling of the gopis, of a gopi, then it is natural to identify themselves as gopis. As devotees absorb themselves more and more in Vraja Bhakti, their sense of identity as Vrajavasis gradually become continuous during all kinds of services at all times, day or night. Okay. Yeah, this is describing the stage of Bhava and Prema. So, it's not that it is absolutely irrelevant for us, but the thing is we should know about the road ahead also. What we can hopefully expect in the future if we properly follow the path that has been given to us. As a result of relating constantly with their desired spiritual identity, devotees eventually become free from their deep-seated bodily designation. Considering Prabhupada's stern warning not to prematurely enter the realm of Siddha Deha, devotees may wonder how they can even entertain the idea of remembering a spiritual body and still remain obedient to his divine grace. People may think that Prabhupada has been so heavy against it, so, agar mujhe Siddha Deha ke bare mein sochna hai, I am being disobedient to the Prabhupada's teachings, one may think like that. But longing for a spiritual body is a natural consequence of deep absorption in hearing and chanting about the Vrajavasis. So when you are hearing and chanting about the Vrajavasis, hankering for a spiritual body is a natural consequence. It is a different thing from the foolish attempt to invoke a spiritual form. When you think this material body, conditioned body itself is a spiritual form, then that is foolishness. But hankering to receive a spiritual form is a natural consequence of hearing about the lives of Rajavasis. This natural yearning for a spiritual body takes place as follows. How do you start to naturally start yearning for a spiritual body? The characteristic devotees in Raga Bhakti is that the mind is naturally drawn to the Vrajavasis. Absorption in hearing and chanting about Vraja leaves impressions of the Vrajavasis' moods and characteristics in the devotee's mind. First, when he reaches Nishta, then he can start systematically hearing about Vrindavan and Vrajavasis, when he starts hearing about Vrindavan and Vrajavasis, it leaves, their mood of devotion leaves a deep impression in their heart. As the impressions become pervasive, devotees begin to identify with the Vrajavasis. This identification leads to the strong ambition to become a Vrajavasi, an ambition which naturally includes the desire to have a suitable form. Like we saw, I want to go to US, but when it becomes a stronger desire, then you also start thinking about what I will do in US, na? In what role I will be playing. So that also becomes one. In this way, devotees become absorbed in yearning for a spiritual body. Srimad Bhagavatam twice uses the same example, that of the grass worm and the wasp, to explain this transformation of consciousness. 7th canto. So, first Narada Muni recounts it to Yudhishthir Maharaj, and then the Avadhut Brahmana relates it to Maharaj Yadu. Because of the importance of this concept, both references are cited here. Narada Muni says, Kitaha peshaskrita ruddha kudyayam tamanusmaran samramba bhaya yogena vindate tat swarupatam. Evam krishne bhagavati maya manuja ishvare vairena puta papmana stamapur anuchintaya. A grass worm confined in a hole of a wall by a bee always thinks of the bee in fear and enmity, and later becomes a bee simply because of such remembrance. Similarly, if the conditioned souls somehow or other think of Krishna, who is Sachidananda Vigraha, they will become free from their sins. Whether... Next body. Why body many?
Because he thinks in fear. Otherwise be a
पहले मैं वैसा ही सोचा, सेल्फ सेम बॉडी में नहीं बनता है वो, सेल्फ सेम बॉडी में कैसे बनेगा?
वैसा ही करके ट्रांसलेशन आता है ना, बिकम्स बीइंग सेल्फ सेम बॉडी करके आता है ट्रांसलेशन।
वो ब्रेक करना है, चेक करो, एक बार चेक
करो, वो वैसा वैसे आई थिंक वैसे में भी है ऐसा।
वो ब्रेक करना थोड़ा सा, बहुत सारा खा खा के वो हाइबरनेशन में जाता है।
बटरफ्लाई का लार्वा से ही आता है ना वो।
लार्वा किसका रहेगा?
किसका एग? एग किसका है? उड़ेगा ना। ऐसा नहीं है कि कुछ और इंसेक्ट ने एग डाला, उसको ये दूसरा इंसेक्ट ने आके उसको लेके जाके उसको जेल में डाल दिया। इसके बारे में सोच सोच के एक कीड़ा ए का एग हैच होके कीड़ा बी आएगा क्या उसमें से?
उसका ही रहना चाहिए। एक्चुअली बी का फूड है ग्रास
वर्म। बी का फूड है ना,
इसलिए बी का छोटा छोटा घर करता है, अंदर डालकर बंद कर देता
है। बी मतलब ये अलग है, उसको तमिल में कोड़ा भी बोलते हैं। Whether thinking of him as the worshipable lord or an enemy, because of constantly thinking of him, they will regain their spiritual body. This is one. Another thing, Avadhut Brahman says, Kita peshaskritam dhyayan kudyam tena praveshitah yati tat satmatam rajan purva rupam asantyajan. O king, once a wasp forced a weaker insect to enter his hive and kept him trapped there. In great fear, the weak insect constantly meditated upon his captor. And you're right. And without giving up his body, he gradually achieved the same state of existence as the wasp. Thus, one achieves a state of existence according to one's constant concentration. Okay, this thoda isko we have to explore karna padega. The purport of these verses is that by constant meditation on a particular object, one's consciousness becomes filled with its qualities. The smaller insect, absorbed by fear in the qualities and movements of the larger one, assumed all the characteristics on which it had meditated, even while in its small insect body. You see what it is mentioned. It is there in its small insect body only. But then it develops the qualities of the vast. Like that it is mentioned. Without giving up his body, he gradually achieved the same state of existence. And this is explained here as characteristics rather than the body itself. Anyway,
body of the gross body is subtle body.
It must be subtle only. Gross
body make subtle body. Insect is trapped. So every time it gets wings or it becomes big. It's not eaten.
नहीं खाने के लिए उठा के रखा है, खाया नहीं अभी तक.
लेकिन वो तब तक वो बन गया ना, बी बन गया होगी.
नहीं वो
खाने के पहले वो उड़ गया, तब तक इतना टाइम, इतना लॉन्ग टाइम के रहते हैं उसको.
सी वो सब छोड़ दो. द पॉइंट इज यम वापिस
मरण भाव
तजत्यंते कलेवरम तम तमेव इति मोहे सदा तद भाव.
वो बी उसको रख दिया मैंने.
ठीक है, ओके, लेट्स स्टॉप द स्पेकुलेशन हियर. तो प्रिंसिपल समझो, पॉइंट इज द पर्पोर्ट ऑफ दिस वर्सेस इज दैट बाय कांस्टेंट मेडिटेशन ऑन अ पर्टिकुलर ऑब्जेक्ट वंस कॉन्शियसनेस बिकम्स फिल्ड विद इट्स क्वालिटी. दिस इज द एसेंस. ऑफ कोर्स एट डेथ दिस स्मॉल इंसेक्ट अस्यूम द फॉर्म ऑफ द लार्जर वास्प. एट डेथ बोला इधर. In the same way, devotees drawn to constant thoughts of the inhabitants of Vrindavan assume a similar body in the mind even before they realize their form from the spiritual platform. Srila Prabhupada summarizes this process in Easy Journey to Other Planets. Interesting. The gradual evolutionary progress of the material body depends on psychological changes within the mind. The change of the bodily construction of a worm into that of a butterfly, and in modern medical science, the conversion of a man's body into that of a woman or vice versa are more or less dependent on psychological changes. They will not say psychological changes, they will say chemical changes, which may reflect, get reflected in the psychological makeup also, you know. Adrenaline कम हो गया.
कुछ लोग रहते हैं male body
देखने woman, yeah, उनका adrenaline कम रहता है. adrenaline क्या क्या बोलते हैं उसको, complex है, yeah, testosterone कम हो जाएगा, estrogen बढ़ जाएगा, something like that.
even out of body रहता है experiences में, कुछ लोग का subtle body को लेके गए umbrellas on the way, कुछ तो break हो गया something. ऐसा स्टोरी रहता है कि लेग ब्रेक हो गया समथिंग, दे आर दे मेड इट एंड देन बाय मिस्टेक ही दे गॉट एंड
दे पुट इट बैक.
बट
इसमें ग्रास लेग है,
ग्रास लेग है, लेकिन
बट ही इज नॉट एबल टू वॉक.
सेटल में वॉक लो कर देन आफ्टर सम डेज लाइक नेचुरल रिकवरी होने के बाद.
इट इज एक्सट्रीमली इंपॉर्टेंट टू नोट हाउएवर that this mental impression is not the siddha deha. Ye raganuga kastar pe. It is merely a vehicle by which devotees mentally cultivate pure devotional service. Just like wo bolte hain ki ye body ko use aap krishna ka service mein use kar rahe hain, but you know that you are not this body. Similarly, a raganuga sadhaka also knows that he is not that body which he has received. But that is just a practice body using which he is serving the Lord. When he perfects it, then he will actually get his siddha deha, which may be very similar to
he received from
Guru or through his internal meditation. वही बोल रहे हैं, स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर क्या देते हैं वो बोल रहे हैं, प्रैक्टिस का बॉडी देते हैं, which we are aspiring to achieve. Not that that is exactly your siddha deha, but you will get a very similar siddha deha, but it's not the exact thing. As to identify with the body made of five senses is an illusion, so to identify with the subtle body made of mind, intelligence and false ego is an illusion. For instance, devotees accept the role of twice born to worship the deity, but do not identify themselves as Brahmanas. Naham vipro na chanatapati napi vaishyo na shudro. Similarly, they accept the mood of Rajavasis in order to always remember Krishna, but do not identify themselves as Rajavasis prematurely. This is the proper position from which to cultivate Vrajabhakti. Just as thoughts such as "I desire to be the servant of Krishna's servant" are conducive for cultivating regulative devotional service, Vrajabhakti. Thoughts such as "I desire to be the servant or the maintainer of the gopis" are conducive for cultivating spontaneous devotion. I desire to be servant of servant.
Regular
is Vaidhi Bhakti. I desire to be the servant of the gopis.
Servant of maintainer.
Maintainer of the gopis. That is Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anadas. So this is actually jo hum bolte hain naham vipro na chanarapati napi vaishyo na shudro, we may not really meditate on it, but this is actually a Raganuga mantra. Because of Vaidhi Sadhaka thinks, I am a servant of Krishna. Whereas Raganuga Sadhaka thinks, I am a servant of the gopis who serve Krishna. It's a more specific
identity.
Gopi Bhartur is Krishna only.
Krishna Bhartur.
Dasa Dasa. Dasa Dasa. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anu Dasa.
So, I desire to be servant of Krishna.
That is Vaidhi Sadhana. Ye bol raha hu main. This statement is Vaidhi Sadhaka. And I desire to be the servant of the maintainer of the gopis. This is for Raganuga Sadhaka.
Gopi
Krishna only, but that Krishna who is the master of gopis.
Let's say Gopi Bhartur is...
Gopi Bhartur is Krishna only.
Krishna the maintainer of gopis.
Their specific adjective is used as Gopi Bhartur. Gopi Bhartur ka das kaun hoga, gopis hoga. Uska das kaun hoga.
I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya or a Shudra, nor am I a Brahmacharya, a household or a Vanaprastha or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He always brilliantly exists. The key to avoiding an artificial imitation of one's Siddha Swarupa is to follow the example of the Acharyas, whose unassuming prayers and meditations do not presume qualification for direct service. So if we try to mold our thought process through the prayers of the Acharyas, then we are safe because they guide us in the right direction. Rather, their songs sound like those of devotees aspiring for such service. When will that auspicious day come in which I make a seat for Radha and Krishna? Or when will you give me eternal service to Radha? This kind of appeal in its perfect stage is known as Lalsa Mai, and Srila Prabhupada says that devotees make such appeals at the stage of perfect liberation called Swarupa Siddhi. However, when devotees begin to imagine their Brajavasi age, form and dress, they transgress the principles of pure devotion and spoil their chances for perfection.
Then devotees
begin to imagine, prematurely imagine, main ye vrajavasi hoon, mera ye dress hai, mera ye naam hai, mera ye seva hai, waisa prematurely imagine karenge, then they are transgressing the principles of pure devotion and they spoil their chances for perfection. Pure attachment to Krishna, that is Rati, and one spiritual form, Siddha Deha, and its 11 constituents, the Ekadasha Bhava, all manifest themselves naturally with the dawning of Bhava. Bhava kastarpi yasab hota hai. Such perfections descend from the spiritual platform to devotees who sincerely serve Lord Chaitanya's mission and who cultivate pure devotional service under proper guidance. It is as futile to attempt to induce these things as it is to try to force trees to bear fruit. When the appropriate season arrives, flowers will naturally blossom, fructify, and in time become relishable fruit. Similarly, when devotees attain mature Krishna consciousness from either the regulative or spontaneous platform, their devotional service automatically reveals their spiritual form. In chapter 17 of the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada introduces Rupa Goswami's description of ecstatic devotion power. By the process of executing regulated devotional service, one is actually elevated to the transcendental stage beyond the material modes of nature. At that time, one's heart becomes illuminated like the sun. Shuddha Shatva Visheshatma Prema Suryamsha Samyava Ruchibis Chitta Masranya Kridasau Bhava Uchyate. So, he is discussing that verse, which defines what is Bhava. The sun is far above the planetary systems and there is no possibility of its being covered by any kind of cloud. Similarly, when a devotee is purified like the sun, from his pure heart there is a diffusion of ecstatic love which is more glorious than the sunshine. Only at that time is the attachment to Krishna perfect. Spontaneously, the devotee becomes eager to serve the Lord in his ecstatic love. At this stage, the devotee is on the platform of Uttamadhikari, perfect devotion. Such a devotee has no agitation from material affections and is interested only in the service to Radha and Krishna. This is like a more purporting explanation of that verse. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamsha Samyava. Devotees at the stage of Bhava are completely fit to hear Krishna's pastimes. They are transcendentally situated and they have pure greed for Vrajabhakti and their only interest is in Krishna's service. Such advanced devotees remain always absorbed in thoughts of the Lord and the meditations they undergo while systematically worshipping the holy name are spiritually inspired. It is the Samvit and Hladini Shakti which is inspiring them. So, these revelations have two transcendental features. The appearance of Krishna and his associates in the mind, which is called as Spurti, and the manifestation of the devotee's own spiritual identity, which is Siddhadeha. So, Spurti and Siddhadeha. Spurti is Ishtadeva Spurti. Stavara Jangama Dekhi Na Dekhi Tara Murti. Sarvatra Hoy Nija Ishtadeva Spurti. So this Spurti is first appears the appearance of Krishna and his associates in the mind is called as Spurti. Then the manifestation of the devotee's own spiritual identity. Here we are discussing the stage of Bhava, not anything before that, not even Raganuga. At the Raganuga stage also the Siddhadeha does not manifest actually. By the strength of the pure vibration of Krishna's names, Krishna and his entourage become visible to the spiritual eyes of these pure devotees. This means that the pastimes once heard and recalled through the mind actually appear on the mirror of the heart. Jo pastimes aapne suna tha, bhava ka stap pe wo naturally wo pastime starts playing in your heart. Srila Prabhupada calls this spiritual television. There is a difference, of course, between the remembrance of devotees and ordinary television. Bhava Bhaktas do more than observe Krishna's pastimes, they actually participate in them. Whereas what you see in the television, you are not participating in it, you are just a spectator. Freed from all material coverings and having received the blessings of the transcendence, their original spiritual form as a gopa or gopi manifests itself as a participant in the pastimes they are observing. It should be clear, however, that the spiritual form of a realized devotee does not manifest itself in every pastime he or she hears. Kyunki wo sab pastimes mein, that person's role may not be there. For example, if in a pastime, It should be clear, however, that the spiritual form of a realized devotee does not manifest itself in every pastime he or she hears. That form is present only in the pastimes in which the devotee has an eternal role as determined by the Lord's pastime potency, Lila Shakti. The devotees hear and remember other pastimes of the Lord but in the mood of separation. So when they are hearing Krishna's pastimes with the gopas, and if they themselves, their deha is in as a gopi, then while hearing that pastime, they are in a mood of separation from Krishna. You understand? No? So therefore, they don't have a role in every single pastime. Just like Krishna's throughout Ashtakali Leela, may every pastime, may the gopis are not part. Only in the late night Leelas, they are a part. So while they are hearing or meditating about the other Leelas, they feel mood of separation. That way they participate in those Leelas also. At the stage of Bhava, devotees revive their eternal identity by gradual cultivation. The revelation does not happen all at once, and it is not a one-time event. By the grace of the spiritual energy, Shuddha Sattva, a devotee first gains awareness of their constitutional position, Sthayi Bhava. This is the Samvit potency, which is fixed in a specific relationship, though they do not as yet see their own defining characteristics. Prabodhananda Saraswati writes of this gradual introduction to the spiritual body. Jada samajh mein nahi aaya to chhod do. I mean, this is definitely something very high. But at least we should know that there is a science. That much we can appreciate. This is a science. It's a very scientific thing. It is not vague. Whatever we experience when we become qualified can be verified. It's a verifiable science. And there are literatures with the acharyas have written. That much confidence we can get. Even if we don't understand it. Actually, we can't understand it right now. But we can appreciate. We don't have to understand everything that in order to appreciate. That is one kind of appreciation. When you actually experience it. But another thing is, oh, this is a perfect science. Utna appreciation to concept. So, I will not read this verse, I will just read the translation. Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi, this is written by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. In my Siddha Deha, I am a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. With deep affection, she has bestowed upon me her mercy in the form of clothing she has worn. I will wear this clothing and see myself as an adolescent young girl, always near my mistress, at her beck and call to cleverly serve her in various ways. Without a second thought, I will abandon my husband and serve day and night the lotus feet of Radha in the groves of Vrindavan. Chanting Hare Krishna and remembering Krishna's Ashtakali Leela reveal further details of the Bhava Bhakta's spiritual identity. As they hanker, so naturally, depending on whatever is the spiritual identity, that those pastimes in which they are a part, they experience the feelings of union, and rest of the pastimes they experience a feeling of separation. As they hanker for admittance into Krishna's eternal service, the 11 aspects of their identity, Ekadasha Bhav, manifest themselves individually, together, or all at once. By the touchstone of the holy name, the mellow or taste of their relationship becomes increasingly thicker as the mood of their constitutional identity combines with four other ingredients, namely Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvika Bhav and Sanchari Bhav. From the mature combination of these, Abhi Bhava se Prema mein ja rahe. When this Sthayi Bhav combines with these other Samagri Bhavas, Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvika Bhav and Sanchari Bhav. From the mature combination of these five kinds of ecstasy, love for Krishna arises. In this way, the taste for hearing, chanting and remembering Krishna's pastimes continues to increase. Although at practice and ecstasy, at sadhana and bhava, the stages of the devotee's hearing are the same, purposeful, practiced or specific. There is a gulf of difference qualitatively between the two. Even though sadhana bhakti ka star pe bhi you can do purposeful hearing, practiced hearing, or at the later stage of sadhana bhakti you can do specific hearing. But when these are done in the stage of bhava, it is totally different actually. Because not only you are seeing, you are hearing this as a spectator, but when you are a participant. Similarly, there is a difference between going and watching cricket in Wankhede Stadium and going and playing cricket for India in Wankhede Stadium. It's a totally different experience. Even though both are happening at the Wankhede Stadium only. At practice, the divine realm about which devotees hear is a spiritual reality far distant from the hearers. Whereas at bhava, it is the reality in which they live. They are not seeing Sachin Tendulkar play. They are playing with Sachin Tendulkar. Therefore, it is known as the stage of application. Apana dasha, Shravana dasha, Smarana dasha, Varana. Shravana dasha, Varana dasha, Smarana dasha, Apana dasha is bhava. Then Sampatti dasha is prema. No matter how much a person hears about the sweetness of nectar, the joy of hearing these descriptions pales besides the pleasure of actually tasting that nectar. So he says that to hear about that nectar is very sweet, but when you actually start tasting it, you will realize that अरे मैं जैसे जितना सोचा जितना मीठा रहेगा उससे तो ये तो कंपैरिजन ही नहीं है. Similarly, when the devotee, when the senses become spiritually empowered, hearing about Krishna's pastimes takes on new, previously inconceivable dimensions. Devotees who have revived their spiritual identity gain the shelter of the Vrajavasis. While hearing about the Vrajavasis, then such greatly fortunate souls are no longer hearing about outsiders, but about their own kith and kin. So at that stage they think, when they hear about Vrajavasis, they think, अरे मेरा मेरा मामा के बारे में ही बोल रहा है. They are not thinking about Vrajavasis. Of all the Vrajavasis, Srimati Radharani is foremost, and she bestows on devotees spiritual bliss enhanced with the mood of paramour love and more inconceivable feelings of separation from Krishna. Srimati Radharani's shelter is not only for devotees in the mood of conjugal love. Those in the conjugal mood take shelter of her in a special way, but every devotee following the Vrajavasis in any one of the four relationships must take shelter of Srimati Radharani. She is the queen of Vrindavan, the mistress of Krishna's heart and the source of all transcendental pleasure. No one can gain access to Vrajabhakti, Vrindavan or Krishna without her grace. When devotees in ecstasy read the songs of the gopis, Gopi Geet, they do so with the same feelings of separation the goddess of Vrindavan have expressed in these songs. They also taste a similar type of bliss. Thakur Bhaktivinod advises advanced devotees to cultivate Bhava Bhakti by hearing the pastimes of the Vrajavasis in separation from Krishna. The moods of separation before meeting, Purvarag, such as those described in my book Venu Geet, and the moods of separation after Krishna's departure from Vraja, Pravas, such as those described in my Krishna Sangati, are especially favorable to systematic worship. Which means, Abhi, we cannot read these books actually. This is not for us at this stage. But those who are advanced also, they should also have books. It's for them. When the bliss derived from hearing and remembering Krishna's pastimes agitates the spiritually transformed life force of Bhava Bhaktas, their bodies display symptoms such as crying or trembling. Ashta Satvika Vikar. the eight signs of existential ecstatic love, Ashta Sattvika Vikar, the treasures of completely pure hearts are becoming stunned, perspiring, sweda, standing of hairs on the body, romancha, faltering of voice, gadgada, trembling of the body, kampa, changing of bodily color, vaivaranya, shedding of tears, ashru, and becoming devastated, pralaya. Although made spiritually opulent with such ecstasies, highly advanced devotees remain humbled like spiritual commoners. Like they have these reliable symptoms of shantir, avyartha kalatvam, mana shunyata, asha bandha, samutkanta, namagane, sajaruchi, asaktistat guna kyane, preetistat vasatistale, and so on. They always remember Rupa Goswami's instruction to conduct themselves like neophytes in public. In regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the classic example of an adulterous woman who hides all signs of her newfound love. Para vyasanini nari vyagrapi griha karmasu tat eva aswadayati antar navasanga rasayanam. This is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. If a woman is attached to a man other than her husband, she will appear very busy in carrying out her household affairs, but within her heart she is always relishing feelings of association with her paramour. The wealth of devotees who truly taste the nectar of Krishna's names and pastimes is not in the display of ecstatic symptoms. They do not need cheap adoration from neophytes or the materialistic public. When they hear topics of Krishna, they are submerged in an ocean of mellows. In such a saturated condition, their body transforms into pure spiritual substance, Satchidananda. To explain this wonderful transformation of matter to spirit, Srila Prabhupada often used the example of an iron rod taking on the quality of fire by continuous contact with fire. Shri Krishna explained the same transformation in a different way to Uddhava. A person who gives up all fruitive activities and offers himself entirely unto me, eagerly desiring to render service to me, achieves liberation from birth and death and is promoted to the status of sharing my own opulences. 11th canto. When Krishna abandoned the gopis on the full moon night of the autumn season after having called them into the heart of the forest, the wives of the gopas became distraught. To mitigate the distress caused by separation from their lover, they first searched everywhere for him. Not finding him, they became overwhelmingly absorbed in him, so much so that they began to think that they were him. In that mood, they acted out many of his pastimes. Shukadeva Goswami uses the term tadatmikaha. Tadatmikaha, which literally means that they were filled with his presence, to express the gopis' transformation. This is the topmost perfection to achieve a oneness with Krishna that is both inconceivable to and infinitely beyond the desires of austere Mayavadis. The gopis were not Mayavadis. This oneness is the prerogative of Krishna's companions alone, and a state worshipable by practicing and perfected devotees alike. We can only worship them. These sincere Vaishnavas shun the allurement of being recognized as great devotees, for they know well that their coveted goal of love for Krishna is ever distant from the duplicitous heart. Thus, by carefully cultivating the holy name and hearing about Krishna, the devotees' almost irrepressible greed for service to him, which for many Gaudiya Vaishnavas means service to Srimati Radharani, quickly elevates them to the stage of prema. Among loving devotees, the first to come to mind is Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes there is controversy, sometimes friendly discussion, about what kind of relationship Srila Prabhupada enjoys with Krishna. Is it the relationship of a friend or that of a lover? Sakya hai ki madhurya hai? Srila Prabhupada explains that Gaudiya Acharyas are generally in one of these two rasas. Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport. In all the ancient literatures of devotional service and in the more recent songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other unalloyed Vaishnavas, the spiritual master is always considered either one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. One thing is sure, Srila Prabhupada, for reasons of his own, did not disclose his identity to his followers. By contrast, in his song Siddhi Lalasa, Thakur Bhaktivinoda reveals his identity as Kamala Manjari, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was glorified while physically present as Nayana Manjari or Nayana Mani Manjari actually.
Was glorified while physical present.
He had expressed it to one of his disciples. But Srila Prabhupada, like some other Vaishnavacharyas, remained silent. It is appropriate then that whatever devotee speculations or even realizations ISKCON's members should respect Srila Prabhupada's mood and on this topic observe silence in public. You cannot speculate. Kavi Karnapur also indicates this mood in his book Sri Gauraganodesha Deepika. Although the author identifies all of Lord Chaitanya's associates in their roles as residents of heaven, Vaikuntha or Goloka, about his own spiritual master he writes, the scriptures state a disciple should not address his spiritual master by name. For this reason, I have not mentioned the previous name of my spiritual master, Sri Srinath Chakravarti. At the stage of prema, the rasa-laden worship of great devotees fully matures. The attachment that began to bud at the stage of bhava now blossoms with the flowers and fruit of prema. The greatly blissful chanting of such devotees absorbs their mind in the multitude of services they render in their eternal form. If gopis, their service include mita prema guno kirtis tayor asakti karita abhisaro dvayoreva sakya krishne samarpanam narma ashvasana nepatyam hridayodghata patavam chitra samvritir etasyaha patyadehe parivanchana. Shiksha sangamanam kale sevanam vyajanadibhi tayor dvayor upalambha sandesha preshanam tata naika prana samraksha prayatnadyaha sakikriya. In the conjugal pastimes of Krishna, Krishna is the hero and Radhika is the heroine. The first service of the gopis is to chant the glories of both the hero and the heroine. Their second service is to gradually create a situation in which the hero may be attracted to the heroine and vice versa. Their third service is to induce both of them to approach one another. Their fourth service is to offer Radharani to Krishna. The fifth is to create a jovial atmosphere. The sixth to give them assurance of their meeting. The seventh to dress and decorate both hero and heroine. The eighth to cleverly inspire Radha and Krishna to express their minds. The ninth to conceal the faults of the heroine. The tenth to cheat their respective husbands and relatives. The 11th to give instruction. The 12th to enable both hero and heroine to meet at the proper time. The 13th to fan both hero and heroine. The 14th to sometimes reproach the hero and heroine. And the 15th to send messages. And the 16th to protect the heroine by various means. This is described in the Ujjwala Neelamani. The Lord's appearing only in a devotee's mind satisfies neither the hero, the heroine, nor their eternal companions. Srimati Radharani therefore takes Krishna by the hand and brings him to where their devotee is doing bhajan. The divine couple watch for some time as their devotee, absorbed in confidential service, lovingly chants their names. To draw his attention, the hero and heroine suddenly disappear from the devotee's meditation and refuse to be found either by intense efforts or humble pleas, as in the case of Narada Muni. In the agony of separation, the devotee opens his eyes to find his worshipable deities before him. He then erupts in a volcano of ecstatic bliss and bathes Radha and Krishna's feet with nectarian tears of love. This is the ultimate goal of life for which a pure devotee yearns. It's already time and we have 5 more slides. Let's just read it. Anyway, this is all quite elevated. At least we know that this is a science which has been described. On receiving this direct vision of the Lord and mistress of their heart, the minds of such devotees depart for the unmanifest realm of Goloka, never to return to this material realm. Although their physical body continues to reside in this world, in reality they only appear to live here. Before they lived in this world and engaged in the spiritual body in acts of perfection. Now they live in the perfect realm and engage the material body in service to the conditioned souls. Neither the most sumptuous prasad nor the most potent medicine can sustain them. Only hearing about Radha and Krishna and chanting their names can keep the material and spiritual bodies of such liberated souls together. The Vrajavasis' lives testify to this state as the gopis describe. Tava katamritam tapta jivanam kavibiriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam shrimadatatam bhuvigrananti ye buridajana. The nectar of your words and the description of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. For the perfect devotees of this world, for Krishna's eternal companions and even for Krishna himself, hearing about Hari is as relishable as being with him personally. Hearing about Krishna is an addictive intoxicant that possesses devotees, makes them abandon worldly things and forces them into the slavery of habitual hearing. While speaking to the bumblebee, Srimati Radharani said, "To hear about the pastimes that Krishna regularly performs is nectar for the ears. For those who relish just a single drop of that nectar, even once, their dedication to material duality is ruined. Many such persons have suddenly given up their wretched homes and families and themselves become wretched, travelled here to Vrindavan to wander about like birds begging for their living. Topics about Krishna are so nectarian that they are nectar for even his ears, Krishna Karanamrita. Although he is the goal of all self-controlled yogis, when he hears his own pastimes, Krishna cannot control himself. Once, while in the gopis' presence, in order to hear the milkmaid's playful talks, so pleasing to the ear and mind, Krishna closed his eyes and pretended to sleep. He listened as the gopis described his fickle glances, witty talk, slow gait, eager embraces and agitating smile. But when they spoke of their verbal duels with him, disputes filled with loving exchanges, double meanings and his natural boyishness, Krishna could not restrain the gentle smile that came to his lips, nor the rising tide of love that caused his hair to stand on end." Even though he was acting like he was sleeping, but he could no longer act. Seeing these symptoms of ecstasy, the gopis understood that Krishna was listening to their confidential talks and they sank into an ocean of embarrassment. This is vision, Krishna Karanam. When Krishna left Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis followed him, but their bodies without their mind stayed in Vraja, sustained only by chanting and hearing about him. Similarly, perfect pure devotees live only on Krishna Katha. When they complete their service in this world, they abandon the only obstacle to entering fully into the Krishna's pastime, that is, their material body. At this stage, they attain life's perfection, Sampatti Dasha, and become the subject of praise for the sadhakas and siddhas alike. This is the ultimate limit of hearing about Krishna and the ultimate limit of this book. Although the cultivation of rasa continues for the sadhana siddhas who enter Krishna's pastimes, this book will not describe it. Readers who desire to know more about it may consult such books as Chaitanya Shikshamrita and Jayavadharma. Otherwise, perfected devotees will receive direct training from Krishna's eternal associates, the Vrajavasis. There can be no better form for hearing than that. Okay, so we will pause here and continue this discussion tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki.